Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I know that it's that time where we prep to dive into the weekend and unleash some of that stress. But I'm hoping that this time you dive into the weekend, you actually start taking some inflection and start looking at where you are in regards to Circus Maximus. And I will get to that in a minute. But this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that is focused on getting the federal government into compliance and getting our governments, period, state, at every level, into compliance with the constitutions, both the U.S. and each state's constitution. The number to call in is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP-TALK. As you know, we've now entered a state of emergency. And so the question I have is, with Trump declaring a state of emergency, has he placed a doormat out on America by declaring this emergency? And what I mean by that is, how much easier is it for the next president that we may not like using a state of emergency to do what he wants to do? What happens, I just like to refer to these things as foot tracks in the snow. When somebody forges in a direction on the snow to go to a place, obviously it's a lot more difficult the first time you go down that path, but it gets easier and easier, especially when a certain body kind of accepts it. So that when the liberal, or I should say the communist, so Trump's not a communist going down this path, but when we have a communist president, who knows what'll happen in 2020, what is to say that the communist won't use the exact same thing and then poke the conservatives in the eye to say, look, you had no problem when he did it. And then we, with our moral code, would back up and go, okay, we'll just have to shut up. They never shut up. They use everything they can and they use it against us because they have no scruples. They possess moral turpitude. It doesn't matter what they have to do. The ends justify the means. I keep on saying that. So let's just see if what he does actually meets the expectations and what he claims or what he hopes he's going to claim success on. I'll just quickly grovel. If you want to support us, we have the GoFundMe campaign. It's a long-term campaign that's out there. Just look for Reclaiming the Republic or go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, not Republic Review. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and right there on the homepage, we have a link to that campaign. You can also send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and let me know where you are. You don't have to tell me the city, but county and state, and I will help you start getting engaged in your state. Or you can go to theconstitutionclub.ning.com and get involved in that way. I want to thank you for tuning in, and especially tuning in this week. I know we had kind of a fiasco on Wednesday and Thursday. Bottom line is, I needed to be with my wife at a special doctor's appointment, and so I communicated when that was going to happen. But apparently, that kind of didn't work out the way I planned. So Wednesday and Thursday was a little bit of a mix-up. But anywho, we're settled in and we're moving forward. And don't worry, things are looking good. So let me just say this. There is no sign within the news that I have been scanning all week and even today that the federal government is disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers, which means that you and I have to do this. And so let's roll up our sleeves because I have more news than I care to go through. So I'm not sure, and you know I'm really bad with names, but I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but there was an attack in Kashmir, India, and the Indian government is basically saying they will be responding to this. But who's behind this? What the heck's going on? The Jaish-e-Mohammed organization, it's a terrorist organization, and oh, by the way, they're Islamists, and they are causing political instability, and they're killing people, and they're wreaking havoc. And this is not being reported on, and the fact is that the mainstream media is not going to want to tell you anything bad about the Islamist activities and all of the things. That's why it's always the last thing that they have to either admit or they downplay. So if you're following that, or if you've even heard about that, then, you know, I'm surprised, but I'll be even more surprised if they tell you the origins of all of this problem is the Islamist jihadist movement. What I'd like you to do right now is take a quick second to reflect the thrashing to and fro over the years with this ongoing wreck we call our government. Has anything placed us on a real path to restoring our constitutional republic? I mean, this has been going on since Reagan. Just in the past few days and weeks, we have had a smorgasbord of events and issues that are, to many, engulfing our lives. So I ask you to take a serious look, especially this weekend, and tell me what really matters out of the issues, events, and news that has been churning for days, weeks, and months. Can you see a solid position anywhere that is going to break away or tear down these destructive bureaucracies and unconstitutional government? Do you think it is a coincidence that not one person has Do you think it's a coincidence that not one person, regardless of where they stand in the spectrum, from the liberal side to the conservative side, is it a coincidence that not one of them is offering a comprehensive solution to really make America great once and for all? I'm even including politicians here. Not one politician really has a tangible plan, a map forward to say, this is where we have to go. Where's the strategy in the map? Because without that, we're meandering. The only way you can be really successful is you have to set goals. Then you have to put those goals into a strategic alignment. Then you create a map, and then you plan that map, and then you execute the plan. Do you realize how much money is being stirred by this beast or Leviathan that has got us consumed with so many different problems? How or why would anyone really want to fix this problem? It is the goose that keeps laying golden eggs for a lot, and I mean a lot, of bad players. And I'm here to tell you that many of those who you think are good players are really tools, and in reality are equally bad players as well. I see the life we are living today as comparable to Caesar's great Circus Maximus. However, instead of having to go to the great Roman Valley to enjoy the entertainment, you can now enjoy the entertainment from wherever you are. Thanks to the good old tech companies, they've made it so easy and convenient for us to maintain our entertainment 24/7. You can enjoy these entertainments and these bits and pieces of news from the comforts of your home or wherever you go with your handheld devices. Make no mistake, the longer you are consumed with the problems and symptoms of the real problem, the closer they get to sealing the deal. Just like going to work, how much work do you really get done when you allow yourself to be distracted? I know your employer doesn't appreciate the fact that if you spend all day at the water cooler talking about all of these things that are consuming you, let it go. Me, I want you to be as productive as possible, especially if you want to fix the problems that ail this republic. That's why at the beginning of the year, January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, the first three shows, four shows, I focused on how to set effective goals and how you can actually become more successful at work, but even more importantly, more successful in doing the things you need to do. I want you to operate at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. I've told you before what that means. I mean, the majority of the human body is water, and 212 degrees is the optimum potential for water. If you recognize what I am saying, and if you understand that what I am saying is actually making sense, then why not try, why not give it a try and drink a little bit of water out of this well? I'll just try to use the horse and water adage. I've been pouring the water here for over a year, and I just need to get you to try drinking the water and shift your paradigm just slightly. You know, you don't have to let go of your whole world all in one day. But I promise you that if you really take a little bit of drink and you start recognizing how we have been wasting our time because we're more enthralled in the problems du jour instead of the solution to end it all. If I can get people, and that's why there's lots of people out there that are jumping into these little problem fixes. In all honesty, you know, and it's not like this isn't a bad fix. It is a fix with what Keith Borders is doing on the 17th Amendment. Will that end the problems with our society? Heck no. It will not dismantle, nor does it give the senators or the Senate any more power in ending, you know, all this federal tyranny. We still have to stand up and do that ourselves. And so, as you can tell, I'm at a heartbreak. So I will finish this little diatribe and motivation speech when we come back. So please stay tuned, and I've got a lot of news for you and some marketing. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Bottom line, and I'll just end this here because I've got so much to go through. This is really the horse and water adage. I'm going to continue to pour the water. And I don't believe it's a waste because I believe every day somebody else is actually taking a drink. And they're realizing that everything that they've been enthralled with and all the time that they have engaged in, you know, responding, reacting, and talking about the problems and wreckage du jour that has been just going on for a century, they're realizing that None of that is going to solve the problem, that we actually do need to engage directly in the problem. So with that, let me dive forward into some things that, you know, I want to actually think that is going to hopefully work. And I have to say this, that I really hope, I truly hope from the bottom of my heart that the wall will be erected, because I truly believe that even though it won't solve all of our problems, it will be a meaningful mend to stopping some bad players who are exploiting the porous border that we have in coming here to do really bad things, because they know they can't get through the actual ports of entry. They have to use these open, porous areas of our border. I'm talking about jihadists. I'm talking about communists that are coming in from China and so forth. I mean, there is empirical evidence that these bad players are coming through and bypassing these ports of entry. We need to force this. There's no reason why they can't be using the northern border, but you know, a lot of that area is pretty uninhabitable, especially this time of year. I would challenge anybody to try to come down through the Rockies or through the Cascades and not be, one, noticed, and or two, survive, because, you know, when it's freezing, when it's sub-zero temperatures this time of year up on the northern border, you're just not going to be able to make it. And Mexico is such an open player in exploiting the southern border. Look at what they're doing with the Central American and other countries. They're just saying, yeah, come here and exploit the border. We're happy to do it, because anything we can do to knock America down a peg is good on us. So I want to see the wall. I would like to see the wall. It still, again, does not stop the bleeding. It only stops the infection. If you understand the basic triage of first aid, we have to stop the bleeding, start the breathing, and treat for shock. Then worry about infections and other problems that can lend to our death. Now, there are so many people and so many that have heavily invested in the concept of a wall. Let's get it done so we can get focused on really big and more important things. So let me stop here and get to some of the marketing that may help us understand that, you know, if we start drinking the water, that we may be able to actually begin curing what ails us. One of the things that's another part of the problem is voter and election fraud. If you haven't heard, in Iowa, the Democrats are pushing for the ability, and it looks like they're going to be able to vote in their caucuses by phone. I mean, what's the whole point of a caucus? Getting together and actually being a part of a dialogue and hearing all the different sub-dialogues. You cannot do this on the phone. It's just like getting your education through online education schools. I mean, really? Are you going to hire, or would you want to sit on an operating table, lay on an operating table, and have a surgeon come in and go, yeah, I got all my schooling through, you know, online education? You're not going to let that happen. There's just no way. And so to me, what's really going on is it looks like the Democrats have set themselves up for another anointing. And you know what they have to do, because the field is so big, they have to get through this huge field very quickly. So they have to really, like a surgeon, cut this thing to the root really quick so that they can get to the one person that they really believe has the best chance in beating Trump. That way they can spend the rest of this year, as well as next year, focused on campaigning against Trump and his policies. That's what they have to do. And the sooner they can get to cutting their teeth on Trump and not on each other, the faster and the more effective, because it's true. I mean, look at how bad Hillary was and how bad she looked. But because she was able to focus on Trump because the fix was in, then she was actually able to build enough of a momentum that she almost won. Are you kidding me? As corrupt as she was, and everybody was just pointing at this collusion, which has now been proven otherwise. We, and as a matter of fact, we even know that the deep state had tried to even pull off a coup. I'm telling you, we need to start getting engaged. And what is it going to take? Because it looks, it sure looks to me like Iowa is setting the stage for a very quick surgical move to ensure that they can get rid of many of these unnecessary players to distract everybody and get who they believe was going to have the message that is far left enough to ensure that they have their fanatics, but not to lose their base. That way they can start focusing on going after Trump and his policies, after you and your desire to save this constitutional republic. If that is truly in your heart, then stop worrying about all of these things and get engaged. I'm going to tell you right now, between now and June, hundreds, thousands of people that are politically active are going to hear about and start getting involved with Republic Review in some dark red states where we're focused on. Why can't you begin? Send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.com, and start in your red state. Become the champion for change. And when I say change, I'm not saying, you know, going to conservative values. I'm saying completely changing our course and putting it back on the course that the framers had intended, where we began getting derailed in the early 1800s. There's all sorts of people that think, oh, no, that is the case. The reality and the evidence is more than overwhelming. If you didn't know if you didn't know about what's going on in Iowa, well, I'm telling you, the voter fraud and election fraud is really a huge problem. And the question I have is, everybody knows this. And as a matter of fact, didn't President Trump run on the fact that the system was rigged? I mean, he made a big point out of that. So why isn't he doing something to fix it? Why isn't he using his FEC in shutting down all of these loopholes allowing for voter fraud and election fraud? You have to understand, the Democrat machine was built and established way back in 1993 with the Motor Voter Act, which was signed by Bill Clinton, and has expanded exponentially by Democrat lawmakers, and they've been exploiting this big time, and that's how they've been able to get illegals into the voter booths so that they can vote away your wealth and your prosperity, so that your posterity is going to be literally holding the yoke of slavery, having to pay this debt off. California is one of the worst offenders, as the state automatically registers people to vote and gives driver's licenses to non-citizens. Even Washington State contributes to this, and every blue state has been doing this ever since. But California is the big leader, and they're giving illegal aliens, just like Washington, and even in areas such as the Carolinas and so forth, in the dark blue cities, they are giving away registrations and driver's licenses to illegals. And even the DMV had acknowledged just last year alone for a small period of time that over 100,000 registration errors on the motor voter thing, which began in April, they actually reported that they had well over 100,000 errors in that. And they've been doing this for years and years. There are millions of illegal voters in California. Dornan was displaced by illegal voters. I think that was at the end of the 90s or early 2000s. I am telling you, and the reason this actually got disclosed is because some of the illegals were accidentally registered to the wrong party. And so that was a big oops. You know, I guess incompetency really does sometimes work against you. Anyway, the real question again is, why isn't Trump using the FEC? That's a part of his executive departments. It's a part of his executive structure of the president. They work for him. Why isn't he cleaning this up? Well, okay, so it's the deep state and it is everywhere. And I've been telling you that for a year. There's just, I mean, if Trump isn't going to fire everybody and bring in good people, good, I'll just say people with ideologies of doing, you know, with morals and doing good things and what is truly not just their best that they think is best, but actually those things that are best in embracing individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I think he had time to engage in this problem well before the midterm elections, and look at what happened. We have seen red states actually turn blue because of election and voter fraud. Really? So this is just one little facet of a problem that isn't getting any better. There's only one thing that'll make it better, and that is if we stand up at the state level and demand an audit or republic review, and we'll be right back after this. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so there's no doubt election fraud and voter fraud is one source of a true problem for us. You've heard me talk about Agenda 21. This also is another source of our problem. It happens to be a ginormous source of our problems, and it is no coincidence that throughout the Republic, there are all sorts of Agenda 21 bills being issued into every state, every state. As a matter of fact, I would invite you to go to Mobiusstrip Press on the webpage on Facebook, Mobiusstrip Press. Just look me up. I just posted a video from a gal, and I forget her name. You know me, I'm really bad with names, so forgive me. But there's a video of a gal talking about what they're doing with the UN agenda, Agenda 21, in taking control of the data that they're using in schools. And lo and behold, it happens to be in Texas. Texas, what we would consider a real red state, and Governor Abbott is championing this. I want you to understand, Governor Abbott is not a good player. He is a champion for the Convention of States, and I believe he has machinations and nefarious designs, both with that activity as well as some of the crap that he's been doing in creating a pathway forward for them to put the kids into Medicare and the medical databases and so forth. Go watch this video. Your jaw will drop. It's about 15, 16, 20 minutes, something like that. But I am telling you that the Agenda 21 is a huge source of our problems. And the Agenda 21 is the United Nations strategy and focus on fighting global warming. And at the local level, while Agenda 2030 is the UN strategy for fighting climate change at the national and international level. So Agenda 21 is the local level, and 2030 is the national level in trying to create this new awakening of a religion for Mother Earth, that we have to do everything we can to save Mother Earth. Which basically brings us to the introduction of the Green New Deal. This is steeped with the Agenda 2030 kind of crap. Commentator Gary Giuliano stated that Oso the Communist is just a young, attractive millennial who was placed in office to help sell this new globalist, or I should say climatology religion, to other millennials. Because there's lots of kids that are stupid and gullible enough, and they have been successfully indoctrinated through our education system to just buy off on the stupidity. This Green New Deal, is the implementation of sustainability across America that is artificially creating a scarcity under the guise of conservation. It is a behavioral modification scheme. I've been telling you about traffic calming. Look up the Department of Transportation traffic calming. Look for Bellevue, Washington as a model city. You can see exactly what they've done. They've taken five-lane roads and turned them into two-lane roads. You know, where you have a constant middle lane, and they've made it impossible for you to, you know, to take a left-hand turn into a driveway or into a complex or something. You have to go to where they want you to go for making that turn or a U-turn. It is insane. And this whole engineering, this social engineering, and this behavioral modification is at its core. It is a system of rationing with less food, less water, less energy, less mobility, less choice and freedom and space. I am telling you that it is not a coincidence that so many states now have made it illegal for people to access water in the ground beneath them. It is illegal for you to have a well. And the reason they're doing that is they're making your access and ability to get access to water, life-saving water, illegal, because it is about control. Agenda 21 is a very nefarious program. And good old Bush had brought it in. And yes, I still need to do my tribute to Mr. Bush. What should be equally alarming to you is that these evil, despotic ideas grow legs and tentacles, and they end up getting implemented. Do you think I'm kidding? Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, in support of the Green New Deal, announced that Los Angeles will abandon plans to rebuild 3 natural gas plants, despite concerns the city will suffer acute power shortages. He is enacting Agenda 2030, where people will live in the dark and under water rationing, which they've already started a long time ago. And they introduced it first by giving you tiers in consumption. They charge you, here's your base consumption. And then if you charge a little bit more, then we think that that's, you know, wasting. We're going to charge you more per gallon. And then if you take more, then we're even going to charge you more per gallon because we think you're being gluttonous. And then if you take more than this, then that is absolutely wasteful. And we will put obscene fees and costs and charges to what you consume. These ideas are coming to your town because, as I said, they grow legs. And they, if you didn't think so, why is it that you see so many California ideas implemented everywhere? So he is enacting, this mayor of Los Angeles is enacting the Agenda 2030, and where people will live in the dark. And like I said, under all of these water rationings and all these other conditions, the termination of travel by cars and planes, because that's a part of the Green New Deal. Population control is the goal. If you understand how a Christian commits their life to Christ, these ideologues have committed their lives to subjugating us by using lies, deceit, and whatever necessary to meet their needs. Remember, the ends are the ends justify the means, and the means justify the ends. Or no, it is the ends justify the means. Why do I always get that mixed up? Either way, they are committed to forcing us, and they're doing anything and everything they can to get us where they want us. In another wacko bastion of liberal lunacy, the New York Police Department has aggressively been collecting DNA and going door to door, bribing people with cigarettes and even random passerbyers, and is compiling an Orwellian crime-fighting DNA database, which has over 64,000 samples in it as of 2017. The profiles are kept in the crime lab's database and are routinely compared to other profiles for all city crimes, including every rape, murder, and other violent crime. The New York Daily News reported that DNA has unparalleled power to wrongly accuse genetic testing, which now can reveal a profile based on a few cells, and we shed hundreds of thousands of cells a day. Your DNA can show up in places you've never been. For example, the DNA of Lucas Anderson was discovered under the fingernails of a murdered billionaire, which was transferred to the dead man by paramedics who had treated both men separately. Anderson was facing the death penalty before his 2013 exoneration. You know, and by the way, the source of a lot of this information that I'm using is, again, G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. You need to go there and sign up if you want to start getting some of these things that you will not get in the mainstream media. And I use these things because it really helps put things together into context of how we are heading towards this global communist state. And now I've got a real heartwarming story. But before I do, let me just say this. Remember, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. With regards to this DNA stuff, because I'm almost out of time, I'll get into the next story when we get back. With these types of powers and capabilities, the state, will be able to manufacture evidence necessary to do their bidding. I may make jokes about this, and and I've said this in my presentation as well, but this is what I've said before, and actually I got this from Everybody Loves Raymond. If they find me cut up in the freezer, don't believe the suicide note. But this crap, what they're doing with DNA and everything else, has real implications that should scare all of us. Do we really want them to be the keepers of that type of a database to where they can actually go after? Because, oh no, they won't go after enemies like that. What do you mean? They already do. They use the IRS to shut down people that have an argument against them. We've already got the proof. The deep state is everywhere. Are you kidding me? We cannot allow these legs to continue to grow. We have to amputate these legs and kill this virus, this germ that's infecting our society. Our kids are being indoctrinated with it, and they're embracing this. And that's why Oso the Communist is so appealing to so many of these useful idiots that have come out of our education system, because they've been taught the narrative, and now they recognize that they've got somebody that, oh, they can really believe in, somebody that is actually out to save us from the things that they can't sleep about at night. Like the change of weather. You know, it should be sunny all year round, and we should have flowers and be able to pick apples all year. With that, I have a hard break, but we're going to come back into some more marketing, and hopefully you'll get involved very soon.
Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic, as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
So now that heartwarming story that I kind of mentioned before the break, I'm not sure if you knew this, but Amazon, you probably know that Amazon's valued at about $800 billion as a company, and almost doubled its profits between 2017 and 2018, from $5.6 billion to $11.2 billion. So, yay, good on Bezos. But the company, again, will pay zero in taxes for the second year in a row. The Institute on Taxation noted that Amazon's tax rate is a result of Trump's tax cuts, as well as the decreased corporate tax rates from 35 to 21%, and failed to close a slew of tax loopholes that allow companies to avoid paying federal and state income taxes on almost half of their profits. So, I'm here to tell you that Bezos is such a philanthropist and such a liberal and a diehard who believes in high taxation and actually the redistribution of wealth from one to another. He's actually going to be paying all of his profits in taxes. Actually, that's a lie. I'm kidding. They're actually taking the money and running. And when I mean running, I really mean running, because they're running out of New York. Amazon has canceled its plans to expand their New York business by going in there as a headquarters, which stood to gain 25,000 jobs and an estimated $27 billion in tax revenues over the next two decades. So New York has been stiffed, and really most of this is because of these new concepts. Amazon supporters blame New York State Senate for appointing a critic of the deal to a state board and had the veto power regarding the Senate, and refused to even meet with the company. I'm just asking this one question. How do you think your taxes are looking for 2018? I'm sure most of you have already started engaging in that. And so you may want to send Bezos a message. I've already talked about this before. Why don't you, when you look to buy a product, instead of just going and buying the crap from Amazon, check it out and look at Jet and or Walmart. I'm telling you, when I buy something from Walmart, it gets to me a lot faster, like 2 days or a day, and I'm not even paying for Prime. I don't even have to pay them to give me some type of extra service. If you understand the magnitude of what you're paying for Prime, that's a lot of money, especially when you have that many people. I mean, there's a lot of profits just built into their Prime charges. They're not charging you that because that's all it costs to do this little extra for you. Heck no, they're making hand over fist. And so here's the crazy part. Almost all of the money that they're taking from us in this taxation that you're going to be paying this year, as you look at your 2018 taxes, almost all of the money is for unconstitutional government. So what's it going to take? I mean, look at how much that is really going to paying for the constitutional programs, and over 80% of the outlays is going to social engineering and things that are designed to destroy our constitutional republic. So again, there's that looming question, what is it going to take? Now, I'm not sure if you heard, but Mississippi is suing the government over river flooding in the state. Their problem is that they are surrendering to, and so they've been managing the Mississippi for a long time, the federal government has, and as they, you know, try to control the amount of water and so forth, it causes all sorts of flooding in the state of Mississippi. But the problem for Mississippi is that they're surrendering their sovereignty by stepping into the courtroom. Show me in the Constitution where the federal government has the delegated power to be able to do those things. They're violating the Constitution. They came in and sold you on this idea that we're going to be able to do these things and it's going to benefit you. And now they're reaping the rewards of allowing the creature in their backyard and managing that massive river. The only jurisdiction that the federal government has is over those enumerated powers. I've read this to you several times. It's in the ratification debates. So the states is the only court with jurisdiction over all things not delegated. The UN doesn't even have the jurisdiction over anything that we have. The highest court for us in America are the states over all things that are not delegated to the federal government. Mississippi needs to ask their fellow states to convene in an audit. They're a red state, and believe you me, they need to get the message. Send them an email and say, hey, why are you surrendering your sovereignty by going into a court that has no jurisdiction instead of asking to join your states, like Wyoming is going to lead in auditing the Constitution and proving that the federal government has no jurisdiction and to get out of their knickers and their lives. Now, I've talked about this about a week ago, and I never got to this part, so I finally caught up to this. But baby parts and mice are being melded together, and I wish I was making this crap up. But aborted fetuses are being used in experiments that destroy rodents' immune systems by radiation and then grafting baby parts onto them to humanize the animals in order to test drugs on them. Yes, the use of body parts is spearheaded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. And, you know, I would love to have people that talk about vaccinations and people that talk about, you know, all the health cares, and we could spend lots of time. I could have a dedicated show on just the medical side and the atrocities being committed by both vaccinations and so forth. But I'm not going to go there. The reason why is because we need to just use these little snidbits of news to help you understand that it is that out of control. It is hopefully the leverage necessary to help you get up and take a stand. I just want you to also understand that $98 million taken from taxpayers in the name of science, $98 million. Officials of Planned Parenthood were caught on camera a few years ago negotiating the sale of baby parts, selling the parts. These body parts is illegal. Those people should have gone to jail. The Trump administration has recently halted the U.S. government from buying any more fetal material and is reviewing the practice. But what do you want to say? The genie's already out of the bottle. we're already looking at the fact that Planned Parenthood, with all this millions of dollars that they take from taxpayers, I'm telling you, they are out there lobbying with Agenda 21 issues in your state legislators to get them to start passing laws legalizing infanticide. But on this whole thing that the fusing of baby parts on mice, and spending all of this money, billions of tax dollars, I said, right? $500 billion total, I think 98 just on this. And they're not spending hardly anything, if zero, on the border to secure it or for a wall? Are you kidding me? Where in the Constitution is the enumeration for killing babies? And where in the heck does the federal government have any jurisdiction regarding this matter to ram it down our throats? If you didn't know, there is a way to enforce the Constitution. It's called Republic Review. And I want you to understand, Republic Review is when all of the states, not all of them, but when states start acquiescing and coalescing together, agreeing that they need to audit the Constitution, and they collectively begin to audit the Constitution. That is Republic Review. It gets started off with one state auditing it and then actually communicating to its other states, hey, did you know that they're doing this and there is no constitutional evidence that they have the power to do it? They've just assumed it. We don't have to let them do it anymore. We can shut them down because we have the authority over all things not delegated. So what do I need to do to motivate you to help stop this insanity? How about HUD grants? Maybe this is a good one. HUD grants are actually out there threatening single-family homes. Wow. Now, did you understand this? Because of the Agenda 21 issues, they have actually changed, and they are going after you and your opulent single-family homes. Only the elitists are going to be able to have single-family homes coming down in the near future. And look at how they're forcing the globalist agenda down our throats. Local governments across the U.S. are removing single-family home neighborhoods in the name of fighting racism. Minneapolis is opening single-family neighborhoods to apartment buildings. And, well, let's just call them projects, because the projects, the design and concept of the projects, came from a progressive known as Herbert Hoover. Yeah, he was the president and he was a Republican, but he served in the Wilson administration, was a huge Democrat, loved Wilson, and actually wrote Wilson's biography. He only changed his label. Sounds familiar? He became a rhino and worked in hardening. And during the first depression, I think it was 1919, 1920, he ran to hardening and said, hey, we got to do something. Let's throw money out here so that we can help stimulate the economy. And Harding dragged his feet, and then by the time he says, no, what the heck are you talking about? He says, well, let's throw some money out there because then we can stimulate the economy. By that point in time, the economy was already starting to come return. Had he thrown the money out, just like they've done many times since then, had he done that, then what would have happened was it would have stymied the recovery, because people just wait for the next throw of food, just like the monkeys are waiting for the next throw of bananas so that they can have a little side meal instead of eating healthy and living a vibrant life. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless, and I'll be back. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.